on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect. Always glad to have you along with us. Remember, if you hear something on ABQ Connect you want to share with someone, you'll find the archives at abqconnect.online. And it's a great way to go back and revisit some of the things you heard or share with someone. You can download the audio. Another reminder about our website. If you haven't been to klyt.fm, maybe you know, you're traveling, but you don't want to miss a show. You can always find us streaming at klyt.fm and across New Mexico, 88.3 FM in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, 90.7 FM at Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, New Mexico, and 93.5 FM in Portales. Glad to have everyone along. And if you're trying to find your favorite show outside of ABQ Connect, you'll find it on the website as well at klyt.fm. Just look for the lineup there. In studio with us, Terry Knotts, the Executive Director of Healing Hearts right here in Albuquerque, and Julie Zimmerman, the Director of Midwest Region. Is that right?
Correct.
Now, do you live here then, or are you? Okay.
Rio Rancho.
Oh, okay. All right. So, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time. We're going to let folks know about an event you have coming up. However, for those not familiar with Healing Hearts, who do I throw this to give the 1 minute or a little more elevator pitch and let people know that aren't familiar? You know, they can better understand what it is you do at healinghearts.org, by the way.
Yes. Yes, we are Healing Hearts is a gospel-centered, grace-driven ministry. And it ministers to individuals who have been wounded by sin. And our help is offered through our one-on-one counseling, small groups, and also online. And that is also at our website, healinghearts.org.
Okay, we should encourage people. I mentioned it, but really they should go and kind of surf the site.
Yes.
You know, if maybe right now they're not in need of that kind of assistance. You know, I remember one time, my wife and I were driving around. I forget what we were talking about, but the conversation ended with, you know, we're all kind of messed up. Some days are better than others. And some days you need a healing heart. And at healinghearts.org, you'll find a lot of the resources and tools and love and grace that you really need.
Absolutely.
Now, how long have you ladies been with Healing Hearts?
So I've been with the ministry 25 years.
Wow. Okay, a little while.
Yeah.
Started when you were three. Very good.
I wish.
Terry?
I've been with the ministry 15 years.
Very good. You know, that says something to me. Hopefully it says something to the listener. When you have, you two are clearly passionate about the ministry that you do. And actually, I want to mention before I forget, we've had Sue Liljenberg here in studio with us, the founder and now board chair, but reached out to her and here you are. So I'm glad to have you. Now, there's an event coming up just around the corner that everyone is invited?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's our Walk for Freedom. And it's really just, it's a prayer walk, actually. And what we want to do is bring awareness to our community about the issues of abortion and also the ministry and just give everybody an opportunity to be praying. And we have, it's going to be a fun event. We're going to have worship. We're going to have some testimonies, a message from Julie's pastor, Pastor Roy from Calvary Chapel in Rio Rancho.
Yeah, we've had Roy in studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, good guy. He's welcome back.
Faves.
Yeah. Actually, and let me say this about Roy, and I love it to see this. I was up at the Roundhouse not long ago. New Mexico Family Action Movement with Jody Hendricks had invited pastors up there.
Yeah.
And Roy was one of the pastors up there, and I just so much appreciate the pastors that are taking the time to get involved, let our legislators know that they represent a group of people that care about issues and things that impact our families, which a lot of what you've already talked about impacts. I mean, you brought up praying for the abortion crisis here in New Mexico. And we've said it, our listeners are pretty educated, especially if they're tuned in here regularly. It's an epidemic in New Mexico.
Yes, it is.
Anywhere it's happening around the globe could end up in New Mexico, because this is a destination state. When you have elected officials taking millions of dollars to build a $10 million abortion clinic on the border to attract people in Texas that are having a difficult time finding a way to have an abortion, it's heartbreaking. But what is great to see is the healing that is available to those that are caught in a crisis pregnancy, or maybe to those that have dealt with an abortion. Can you speak to that a little bit and how receptive people may not realize that have been through that, that not only healing hearts is, but Jesus Christ is?
Oh, absolutely. All of our leaders who lead the post-abortion study are post-abortive. So we understand. We truly understand the consequences of that sin, and especially how paralyzing it can be. And so what we like to do is to offer that hope and healing through our studies, and just to let these women know that whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
And, amen.
Yeah. And so our leaders are compassionate, because they understand. And that's both for the men and the women.
You know, later this month, we're going to have Dr. Abby Johnson. I'm pretty sure I got her name on.
Yep.
And she's going to be coming on the broadcast. She was at National Religious Broadcasters Convention that I attended a couple of weeks ago. And I loved what she had to share. Now, she comes from the abortion industry, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And she shared a story. Now, let me say this before I forget. It's the name of her group is prolove.org is the website. And she had shared a story about a gal that she was aware of. And now this is after she had come out of the abortion industry. And this gal, I don't know how the conversation started, but she knew of this lady who was going to have an abortion. And she said, "Why are you getting an abortion?" And she said, "Well, I have this many kids and my car is this big. I don't have room for another car seat," you know. And she right off, she goes, "Don't do that." Right off the bat, she got on social media, reached out to people, said, "People, we need a car big enough for this woman who needs a car." And she actually had said to her, "If I get a car big enough for you, will you not have an abortion?" And she said, "Well, yeah." And sometimes we just don't realize that counseling is a great option, and crisis pregnancy centers do a great job. Sometimes we just need to step up and offer solutions to people's problems to help them do something that would devastate them. Had either of you heard that story? You seem familiar though with Dr. Johnson.
Yeah, I'm familiar with her. I hadn't heard that story.
Yeah.
But it just reminds me that we're the hands and feet.
Yeah.
And something like that, that is such a practical need to meet to prevent a lifetime of grief and shame and regret.
Yeah.
What an easy thing to do.
Well, and I couldn't go buy her van. And she said, soon we had $20,000+ raised for a van.
Awesome.
That's an encouraging story, and things like that can happen. And often we know where God guides, God provides. What would you tell the listener, both to the person that is in need of healing heart, and although not everyone listening maybe as equipped as the people who've been doing this for 25 or 15 years, what we can do to reach out to the hurting?
Well, it's as simple as if there's a need, maybe you don't personally have a need, but you know somebody who does, you can reach out to us at healinghearts.org /get help now. And you can have a friend or relative sign up for one of our studies online. We don't just minister to the post-abortive men and women. We minister to those that have been broken by abuse, those who've been broken by divorce, those who have an eating disorder, those in any kind of crisis, or actually some of the most profound clients that I've had come through my study are people who just want a deeper walk with Christ, and they don't have anything catastrophic that's happened in their life, but they just never were discipled when they came into the church, when they got saved. And I've seen those lives transformed as dramatically as some of the hard cases like myself who got saved when I went through this study. So it really is a study for anybody, any man or woman who wants to know
that.
Christ more, have a deeper walk with him.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, even if, and I love that you mentioned, you know, maybe they don't know Jesus and they're looking for something to fill that gap. Really, what I'm hearing is Healing Hearts is a discipleship ministry.
Yes, absolutely.
People are going to be discipled. And again, we'd encourage you to go to the website at healinghearts.org. On the website, you'll see how to get help, a place to find. Actually, you know what I love? I love when nonprofit organizations put the donors on the website because as someone who appreciates what you do, first of all, I love to shop local. and second of all, I like to support businesses that are making a difference in our community. So you can find that out, find out about the leadership of Healing Hearts. There's pastors that are connected with it, even a store where you can get to the Bible studies, the e-ministry gift certificates, DVDs, all kinds of stuff. And you can actually get your own account on the website at healinghearts.org. Now, I skipped events because I wanted to save that to talk about the first annual. Is you know, if Jesus tarries, because if we're gone, I don't know who's going to do next year's.
this is true.
But let's talk about the Walk for Freedom Rio Grande. Here's one thing I knew right off the bat when I went on the map to see where it is. If you get to Intel and you go west, you're going to find Haines Community Center and Park.
Right.
And that's where it's starting on March 15th at 10 a.m. And as you mentioned, Terry, it's going to be a time for people to gather together in Christ's name to pray and lift up the hurting and broken, seen and unseen throughout Rio Rancho and Albuquerque. What's your hope after the walk?
My hope is that people will know that there is this ministry here available in Rio Rancho for those who are broken by sin, and that, you know, we're here to help, we're here to assist, and also just bring a larger awareness of the issue of abortion, and that, you know what, prayer is powerful, and we really need people who are going to, you know, stand in the gap and pray, and so that's my heart's desire.
Well, I want to throw it back to you for literally like a minute. Make sure that, is there anything else you want to tell the listener before we put a bow on it? Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I would just like to mention, too, that our walk is sponsored by three churches, Legacy Church, Faith Church, and Calvary Rio Rancho.
Calvary Rio Rancho, imagine that.
Yeah.
I love it. Ladies, thanks for coming in. We've been visiting with Julie Zimmerman and Terry Knotts with Healing Hearts. Go to healinghearts.org to find out more. Zoe's in studio too. You brought Zoe with you.
And
she's
here.
She's been here making sure we dot the I's and cross the T's. Appreciate it, Zoe. All right. Thanks, ladies. And don't be strangers. If there's something we can do to help, let us know.
You got it.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to hear from Joy Ng, author of Even There, coming up next on ABQ Connect.